Blog Talk Radio.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. You pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour
everybody. This is Jeannie. It wasn't originally the song I wanted to play for y'all, but about the time I started the other song, I heard my computer do that. I thought, oh, goodness, it's knocked itself offline again. So that's all right. I just called in right quick, and it worked. It worked. We're still going on. I just want to welcome everyone tonight, and thank you guys for always being so patient and waiting on me to try to get through all the computer stuff. And just thank y'all for taking your time this afternoon to be with me. I hope all of y'all have had a good Memorial Day and that you've had a restful day and got to just have some fun and be with people that you love and that you enjoy and just had a blessed day. We've had a wonderful day here. My husband and I did some mowing this morning. I mowed the yard while he worked on the pasture, and then he grilled steaks this afternoon, and it's just been a wonderful time. We have really enjoyed the day, so I pray that you did too. I want to read the scripture. Proverbs 22. It says, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and hate his future. Check my messages right. Okay, looks like all is good. But we also have to realize that we're dealing with a learned behavior over the world. In many times, you've heard that term, the trees that you can't see the forest, or so closely, will focus more on the person and why they're acting or what's going on with them, so the things they're saying. And it can become really, really personal. But it can be really, really personal. And we tend to look at the person where sometimes we step back, or that we have a different perspective, we can see the patterns that are going on, maybe not just with that person, but maybe a pattern. If we see it like parents, grandparents, kids, siblings, things like that, and you say, okay, this is looking more like a generational curse. This is a spirit that's involved. That I'm seeing, things I'm going through, or just things that I'm around. And I've been seeing this for a while, and here lately, and just different ones that I have talked to and whatnot. I'm like, oh wow, you know. Sometimes when you see changes in people, but if you've known them for years, and you can, I never liked that before. Who are they around? That their behavior is being changed. What has changed their personality, changing the way they look, the way they, just their overall outlook on life and things. And how does it go to the Lord sometimes? God, what is this? What is this? What am I looking at? You know, I remember, it's been a few years back now. I was going through something with a family member that I love very much, but I had pulled back when a situation had come up. I had pulled back. Just that's kind of my nature a little bit anyhow, to pull away from things and step back and talk to the Lord and try to get clarity on what's going on rather than to jump in the middle of something. But I had gone to a meeting of a lady that's now in heaven, very, very prophetic, beautiful, saint of God, and to her before the meeting started, hadn't told her anything, and just, you know, wanted a moment of personal prayer with her, and just, you know, there's been a situation with a family member, and before I could even say a word, she said, that is a spirit, that's a spirit, and said, they're not ready to deal with it yet, and she said, stay away from it as much as you can, because if you get around it very much, she said, it'll try to get on you. Well, that puts a lot of clarity in what we're dealing with, doesn't it? You know, when you're like, okay, this is a spirit. And I had already suspected as much, but you know, just like when it was talking about in Proverbs that don't make friends with an angry man or someone that's full of wrath, because you'll learn their way. And the same is actually true with demonic things, or can be. You know, if you're around something enough and we become accepting of something, it pulls us in. Then the next thing you know, we're fighting that same battle. You know, if you've heard, you take history, for example. The propaganda they would use, and I don't remember who it was, if it was Germany or whatever, that would drive it. If I try to end, I give it. And if we meditate on a lie, next thing you know, we have embraced that. And it becomes truth to us. And we begin to weigh the pros and cons, not the pros and cons so much, but we begin to weigh that and like, well, just maybe that is true. Just maybe I've been looking at that wrong. You know, the miracle truth on top path that is a lie. And we step into action, and then you know, next thing you know, that you know we're in a world of hurt. You know, generational curses. If you can look and see things that keep coming down. But this boy's parents, particularly his mother, they were alcoholics. And this boy, as a young man growing up, he hated it. He hated it because, you know, his parents would come in just staggering drunk and fall down on the floor and things like that. And he would have to try to pick up. And then as he got older, strangely enough, he fell into drinking. Alcohol problem too. You hear that. I mean, even in the news, you know, they'll say people that come from abused homes are more likely to abuse their children. People that are raised by alcoholics are more likely to be alcoholics themselves. Things like that. So Randy has talked this a bit, you know, and but being able to recognize it, that's such a large part of it, is learning how to recognize what you're looking at. Because it really does breed compassion. We understand that someone is fighting a demonic battle, especially if that's someone that no. But someone in the family has got to, you know, say it's someone that was drinking or into drugs, and grandparents or parents, and then older siblings. Someone has got to say, no, I'm not going to participate in this. No, and begin to break down that cycle. To begin to open a door for righteousness to come in. It can be even a fence, a control. Oh, gosh, spiritual control just always were. I don't know. But that spirit of control, it seems like I didn't want to be offended if other people don't live their life the way they think they should. You'd be very vocal about it, very outspoken and controlling and argumentative because they don't do what they think they should do. We're teaching us. He's shown us. He's shown us to recognize things so that we know what we're dealing with. It does still boil down to self-choices. Do we choose to do something, do we choose to move forward in something that we know is displeasing to God? You know, I'll have to agree with Ring that communion is one of the most profound ways to get free of the demonic, to get free of old cycles, to get free of old mindsets and things that have been a part of our heart. God will help us when we're sincere with Him and trying to get free and trying to walk uprightly before Him and trying to live a life of freedom. Because that's really what it is living a life of freedom. Free from those things, from being around it so much that it attached itself to us and a part of us. I'm going to keep checking my messages to make sure that I'm not getting any messages. If you get where you can't hear me, you text me. I know not last week because I wasn't here last week. But, you know, I'm always really about the things I see. I've got an older brother. Actually, all the siblings are older than me, but I've got a brother that I can remember watching most of my life grow up, never touched. Was a person that tried to be opinion over on others and things. He wanted to, as far as his own life. And I've watched the changes in him the last few years. Things I've seen in some of the others that he's around. And it makes me sad. It makes me sad. But he was so opposite of what he was the majority of his life. But just as the problem is, we hang out with those that do have anger and control. I know it's difficult when it's family. That's a little bit of a ball game for friends, because we can't choose family. And most of us are willing to completely separate. The peace in our heart. Unless we pull back, and it doesn't mean that we completely cut ties. But you look at the case of Abraham, when the Lord told him, I'm going to take you home and say, leave your kinfolks. But they were exactly that. So I said, don't put any strings on God. Put the box away, and I will be done. I will be done in my life. We're catching a lot of flack from others, from someone, and it's not easy. Particularly people, like I said a while ago, that don't have a sexual foundation, that don't have the understanding. And I'll be honest, it breaks my heart when people are dealing with things that are spiritual. They never went to church. They never dealt in the Bible. They never did with the Lord. Lots of them, they might have walked in the say the sinner's prayer and shake the preacher's hand, and I'm those are actually saved. That's between them and God, I guess. But it's heartbreaking, for the ones that that they're fighting us
child that cannot be born. It's the only one to the blood of Jesus. He will help us to know that it's going to be trying to destroy our lives, trying to keep Lord in a family. It may not even be a family, maybe friends, it could be jobs, anything. But I think I've seen it so much in families. And, you know, the enemy knows more than we do. The anointing and the call of God that's in families. And he's always trying to bring division. He's always trying to bring forward. And we have to call. Any place. And sometimes you might be the only one in the family. You might be the one that God has chosen. Because most, you might be the very one that God has called. Tackle to break free of that and to help again to bring freedom to an entire generation, an entire bloodline, to your entire family. Someone has to stand up and say, I'm not going that route. I don't care if grandma and great-grandpa and dad and mom and older brother and sister or anything else, but if it comes to that, I'm not accepting that. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into bitterness. I'm not going to get into the blame game. I want to walk in compassion. I want to walk in love. I'm going to pray and ask that God does and shows them, and that love, the love of God, permeates their heart, and that they fall in love with Jesus in a way that will transform their lives and bring healing. Bring healing. Emotional healing is emotional healing is never as important as physical healing. There's people that can be physically well, but be tormented in their minds from things that are going on, and things they've seen, things they've heard. Oh my gosh, so much for people in the comparison. Comparison. Some of them, it seems like they must lay awake at night comparing. You know, the thing about comparing is you're either judging yourself or you're judging the other person. And neither one of them's any good. Judging ourselves. And I'm not talking about, you know, inspecting ourselves and saying, God, if there's things in me that need to change, show me. But I'm talking about judging yourself. I messed up and screwed up my breath. I fall short, and you know, why did I fall short? And everybody else in the family, you know, have all of these giftings or talents or be likable or prettier or more handsome or whatever the case. That's judging yourself. I wish I had a little bit more time to spend on this tonight. But I'm going to try to spend as much time as I can just ministering to different ones and plus try to make sure that my sound is working tonight. But talk to the Lord. Talk to God and ask God to show you. You know, and if there are things that you're seeing in your family line, you know, ask the Lord, God, you know, Lord, help them. God, show me what I can do, what I can say. But also be aware that there are times, sometimes you may have love from a distance, and that's okay, too. It really is. That's okay, too. Because sometimes it's just too difficult to stay free to keep our hearts and our minds free when we're so closely connected to something, when we're around all the time. You know, I see some of the families that, you know, they'll all grow up in a town and everybody will stay in that same town all those years, and they'll be around one another, you know, day in, day out. They may all live within 2 or 3 miles of one another. And it's like the thing that's continued to permeate the mind of everyone. They never get away from it long enough to be able to step, you know, like I said, step back and get a different perspective, you know, of seeing and saying, my gosh, you know, sometimes just the closeness of all of it, you can't see it. And you're being bombarded with day in and day out and day in and day out. The comparison, the judgmentalism, the attitudes, all of that kind of stuff. You know, even mindsets about finances and money or church or whatever the case, that if you're being fed that day in and day out, and sometimes it's almost of mindsets, because it just keeps it, you know, what you feed gets bigger, and it's like it just goes around and running around, and people never get, because they don't get away from it some, they're never able to get free of it. Anyhow, I'll get ready to take callers here. I just want to thank every one of you guys for being here tonight, and want you to know, you know, that I love you, and my heart is for you guys, for breakthrough and blessing. And so I wanted to play it on my phone. I'm gonna have to order the tape so in the studio. That way, when this happens, I can still play it, because it's about praying for people to have breakthrough and healing and blessing in their life. It's really a perfect song for the program, and I just love it. But I just ask God that you would open all of our eyes, Lord, that you give us ears to hear and eyes to see. God, that we'll be able to recognize, not only see, but actually recognize what we're dealing with and what we're seeing, and how to intercede for different ones, Lord, how to recognize in our lives that are trying to match or patterns that we have, habits, things that we've learned, Lord, that need to be broken off of us, Lord, that we can walk in freedom, that we can truly walk in freedom, and you know, Lord, just walk in the blessing of God, in the love of God, the things that have maybe been a part of us from childhood, that we finally start to recognize that's not God. Maybe that's a generational curse. Maybe that's just something that I learned the wrong way. Maybe that's something that I picked up from someone else because I meditated too much on what they said or their attitudes or what they thought. Lord, I adopted it as my own, and it was not right. And it's been destructive to my life. Destructive to even others, Lord, that I may have shared with to them. Lord, give us pure hearts. Give us the ways of God. Lord, help us to see. Lord, help us to see. Open our understanding, Lord, that when, Lord, that when we're witnessing these things, when we're seeing it, Lord, our understanding, Lord, that it really becomes plain to us. Father, we just thank you, and we love you, and we praise you, Lord. Lord, we ask for your help. Lord, we ask for your help, that we grow in you, that we mature in you. And Lord, that we have the heart of Jesus and walk in the freedom of God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, we long for freedom in every area of our life. And we thank you in advance. Amen. All right, let me go back up here to the top.
All right,
910-709.
Hi, Jenny. Hey,
girl. How you doing this
morning?
How are you? Oh, good. Thank you.
Good. Good talking to you. You got any wonderful testimonies you want to share with us tonight?
Not tonight.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, just encouraging her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing strength to her, Lord, for bringing strength to her. It's like I see, like needing strength in your arms and your hands, just strength in your arms. And that doesn't that doesn't have to be a literal physical in your arms. It just, that can actually be your ability to carry things, And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing strength, Lord, for just bringing, Lord, just an infilling of even a new resolve, Father, to bring encouragement to Sylvia, Lord, to help her see, Lord, that you're moving, that you're working, Lord, that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And Lord, that you are Lord, that you are guiding her steps, Lord, that you are Lord, that you're with her every step of the way. Lord, you're with her every step of the way. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just blowing upon her, Lord, a refreshing. Lord, I just sense that Sylvia needs a refreshing tonight, that she needs a refreshing. Lord, that like the waters of the Spirit, Lord, sprinkle upon her, Lord, just the waters of the Spirit, Lord, that just a refreshing, God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for doing that. Lord, I thank you, Father, for strengthening every part of her body. Lord, bringing healing, bringing, Lord, even like a regeneration, Lord, in her limbs, in her joints. Lord, I speak healing over her sinuses and over all of her respiratory system. But, Lord, I speak peace and rest to her mind. I speak peace to her mind, Father. Lord, all of the questions, Lord, that she has, Lord, I just speak peace to her mind. Lord, that she rests in you. Oh, that she rests in you. Lord, and know that she does know, Lord, that you love her. But, Lord, sometimes the questions that replay over and over in our mind, and we wonder the whys and the wheres and the wherefores and the why not, hasn't it? The why not yet? And the when's it gonna? All of that kind of stuff. Am I doing everything right? Do I need to do something different? Lord, I just speak strength and rest to Sylvia tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 So what's going on?
Well, actually, the what you said about my arms and my hands, that's really a physical thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and something in my body, I actually had some issues with on D3, so I'm slowly struggling a little bit with energy. Just two surpassed.
Your arms and your hands, sometimes that can be so scary in the situation.
Can't hear you.
I mean, are you having pain and stuff in your joints and in your limbs, or just feeling weak?
Yeah, weak in the joints and limbs, but mostly lately I started noticing the hands and the arms.
Thank
you. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, now I can't.
Okay. I don't know what that is. I guess just the signal is weak here. I am going to do that here for too long to go ahead and see if I can get some kind of internet high-speed hookup out here. I'm not sure what's available, but I'm going to see what I can get that hopefully will help. So.
Yes. Well, thank you for praying for me.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, you might also check in the different kinds of vitamins and stuff might also help, you know, with strength. I don't know. But inquire of the Lord about that, or ask around if there's things that can help. I think prayer is always something that God does.
Amen. Hello?
Did you hear me? Yeah. Was
oh,
there anything else you want to pray about? Yeah, was
oh,
there anything
oh,
else?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Have a good night. You too. Bye.
Okay, this thing, I'm going to let it quit grinding. Okay. All right. I believe this is Greg.
It is, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad you can hear me.
I can right now.
I never know. Okay. Well, just holler at me if it starts skipping out.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Father, I thank you for Greg. Father, I thank you, Lord, for his resolve. Father, I thank you, Lord, that he has put his hand to his plow and he's not removed it. Father, he has... Greg is one that his vision has locked in, Lord. He is locked in to the vision. He is locked in to you, Lord. He is locked in to the destiny and the call that's upon his life. Wow. Greg, I can just say that like you have, whereas maybe in the past you maybe weren't as locked in and maybe wavered and things like that a little bit, that you've like locked in. Like
that's
you're locked
true.
In, like, I'm going to walk this out. God has this for me. God has got a call on my life. He's got a purpose for my life. I'm locked in. And I just see you like locked and loaded. I mean, you're just locked and loaded. I'm walking with you, God. I'm walking this out. I'm not looking left or right. I'm not taking my hand off the plow. I am walking this out that you have just... You're locked in. You're locked in with God, and you're locked in with what God has called you to do.
Amen.
And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the call of God that is on Greg's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the music that you've put within him. Father, I thank you for the talent he has. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the mind that you've given Greg. Lord, that he's very sharp and a person, a very detailed person, Lord, that he's like a clean sweeper, like a clean sweeper. I can see like you're a person that looks all around you. I can just see like, you know, that you don't look at just what's right in front of you, what's just right there. You know, some people, I'm like that when I drive. You know, some people when they drive, they don't see anything but just the lane in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person when I drive, and sometimes it may be a little hard for my husband, but when I'm a person driver, I see everything that's around me. That's just the way I'm made. But I see in life, you're like that. That it's like you really, it's like your vision goes all the way around you and behind you. And I'm not really talking about so much natural vision, but it's like you really take in everything that's around you. You see your surroundings. I'm having a hard time putting it all together, but it's like you see the big picture. You see what's happening. You take in all of these things, You're not a person that just sees, okay, this is my little task or this is my little nook, and I'm gonna look this like nope. You see the whole big picture. You really take it in, and you're able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and to have understanding. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing, particularly in everything, but in business and all other sorts of things. That you're really a person that sees it all. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Greg. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the. Craig, I really think you and Jennifer are going to. I feel this. Y'all, I feel like y'all are going to write a book together. I don't see it as being like a big old thick book. I've seen it be, you know, like just a. But I see y'all writing a book together. That would be like part of it common sense things, but also telling your testimony some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be something that's in days to come that may not be something that you do right away, but in days to come, writing a book about the faithfulness of God and walking with God and in common sense things, absolutely common sense things involved in that. Who, I believe it's going to be a book that's going to be to couples.
Mm-hmm.
It may not, and that sort of thing. Anyhow, that's I don't know if anyone has ever said that to you. If you've ever entertained that, I'm not aware if that is, but it's the I've not I know I've not given you that word before.
Yeah.
But, no. Anyhow. That's just what I think, that in the days that are ahead, that you two will write a book together. And it'll be something that'll be a benefit to other couples and young couples and people that are maybe walking out similar roads that have finding their person or finding what God has for them. But I really see it being a book that couples would really benefit from.
I can see that.
But that's what I'm getting tonight about you guys. Have y'all ever considered that, or has anyone else ever given y'all that word that you know of?
Well, I'm sure Jennifer's on right behind me. She's not with me tonight. She's at home. But she's been given the word about writing a lot. I write. I've written since I was probably 8 or 10, but nothing terribly lengthy, but I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah. And I see it being a joint venture, you know, that it being the two of you together writing that. But Lord, I just thank you.
Yeah, we've had.
Go ahead.
I would say we've had a few words about, you know, counseling and couples.
Oh, yeah.
And you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's a very strong one on you guys both, individually and together. Well, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for walking with Greg and Jennifer, Lord, as they walk out the future. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, Greg's tenacity, Lord, just to lock in with you and Jennifer's too, Father. Lord, how that you have been preparing them for these days, the days that are ahead, the days that they have entered now, with all the preparation that they have gone through and the difficult times and even the hardships, Lord, the hard lessons, Lord, those hard lessons, they stay with us. Those hard lessons are the ones we learn and we don't forget. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using them, for calling them. Father, I thank you for the relocation. Lord, however that is, Lord, the relocation. Lord, I thank you, Father, with the job stuff with Greg, Lord, that you're going before him, you're making the crooked places straight. Father, you're preparing the way for him. I don't know what's going to go on with your job, Greg, but I do know that there's some kind of change.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to for sure.
Yeah,
but,
kind of change there. And whether a relocation is a totally different town or a different business.
Right.
Different, you know, totally different town. It may not be, you know, it may not be 500 miles away, but I honestly feel like there's going to be a location change there. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for him, and I just speak a blessing over Greg and a blessing over Jennifer, Lord, and Father, connect them to all of the places and the people that you have prepared for them. Lord, those divine connections, those God connections, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for giving them wisdom and insight, and Lord, that they will, the two halves will become a whole, Lord, that their strengths will complement one another. And Lord, it's going to be a blessing. Lord, I thank you, Father, that the strengths that each one have, Lord, that they will complement one another in so many areas, in so many ways. And I thank you, Lord, for the joy that you have destined for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just see so much of the different talents and just things that you guys have, how it's going to be just such a benefit. I mean, you guys are just going to, I just see you flowing so beautifully.
That's the way it usually works.
Is there anything in particular that you were wanting to hear about, Greg?
Well, you actually touched on it because last time we talked, you said something about relocation, but you didn't really have anything on it. And I've, you know, that's just my human fleshy curiosity. I mean, I've done it before. In 2019, with about 2.5-3 weeks notice from the day I was offered and accepted the job, I moved to Orlando, Florida, stayed for 1 year and 3 weeks, and came back. It was God. I mean, the way that I went down there, I wasn't seeking a job. Mm-hmm. Some company came after me and asked me to help them, and it went south really quick, and I ended up working for myself for about 8 or 9 months, and God delivered me out of that situation 3 weeks before COVID lockdowns, which would have taken all my income, and landed me back here with a job. So I have a lot of confidence in him when it comes to that job search stuff, because he has literally dropped stuff on my lap, like when I wasn't even looking.
Yeah, he's so good like that. And, you know, and the fact that you realize and understand that God.
So I'm not hearing you right now.
Okay. You hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
It's wonderful that you understand and realize that many times when God is connecting us and doing things with us, that it is for a season. That not everything is forever. You know, matter of fact, a lot of times things are just for seasons here and there, but we benefit from it. You know, God.
Yep.
I mean, God's done that with me a lot through the years. Churches, jobs, just various things, and God will put us where we need to be at the time. And then we'll move us on at the right time. So that's awesome that you're open to that and that you're trusting God in all of that. That's good.
Well, he's proven his hand in that one several times, so there's no way I could doubt him there.
Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it was good talking to you about
it.
Huh?
It's always good talking. I said it's still frustrating dealing with my job right now, but I'm surviving.
Yeah, well,
I guess it's a thorn in my flesh.
Yeah, you know, it's disconcerting when we're, you know, when we're needing a job or we're needing something to happen and we don't know what to do yet. I mean, it is. That's just part of human nature, part of our flesh, and just you know, we have bills that come up. But I'm still feeling the same thing. I still don't know what, you know, I'm still not getting any more on it, but I keep feeling. Relocation of some sort with you, you know, and I know from the first time I ever talked to you, I remember feeling something about your job before I ever knew anything about you. I remember that was one of the first things I felt about you.
Mm-hmm.
God knows. We'll just keep praying and keep believing and know that God will open the door and show you the path.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty appreciate you, Jeannie.
No, I appreciate you guys, too. I love y'all. And
we love you, too.
I will talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, 205-202. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, okay, girl. You got you another phone now.
This is my house number. I had to change it because I got another internet service, they won't let me keep the 9 to 5.
Oh, okay. Okay, you pulled the old switcheroo on me. I saw that at first, and then I thought, well, no. I thought maybe I had another caller in that same area, but that's all right. Well, it's good to talk to you tonight, girl. I hope you're doing good. I hope you had a good Memorial Day.
Yes, I'm not doing the same, but just chilling. So.
Them days are good.
Yeah.
We did some mowing, but other than that, we actually got to stay home today and didn't have to be in the road all day again. So
right.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pray, pray. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord. I'm just here like the tie that binds. And I think I've heard that with you before.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is tied onto you, Lord. She is wrapped, Lord. She is wrapped to you. She is connected and wrapped and secured. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I just sense God just like his love towards you, his security, like you're secure. You know, how that you have locked into him, that he has,
mm-hmm.
is like, grab, he's got you. You know, you see these little kids, they'll go up and they'll wrap around the leg. You know, they'll wrap their arms around mm-hmm. the leg of their mom or their dad. You know, they'll lock on. But see, what those little children, what they don't know is that parent has got them. You know, that child thinks
mm-hmm.
that they're locked on to mom or they're locked on to dad. It's like, you know, you can't pull them off your leg hardly.
Yeah.
But what they really don't know is that daddy or mama is the one that's got them and not going to let anything happen to them, would not let them be harmed or pull away, that mom and dad would scoop them up in their arms in a heartbeat, that they're the one who's actually got them. And I just sense like God's love and God's security towards you of like you're secure. I know when we're, I know in the natural that you've been hunting a job and you've been wanting to find mm-hmm. something where you could stay at home and not have to deal with the
mm-hmm.
traveling, just the time things there, the time mm-hmm. constraints of, you know, that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff can be disconcerting. It can be troubling because, you know, we have needs to be met and we're trying to make things work and come together. But I just really sense God's love and God's care, God's security towards you, that I have got you. I'm going to work things out. I'm going to meet your needs. I'm going to meet your needs. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just rewarding Julia, my Lord, for all of the prayers and intercession and help she's given others, Lord, for her love, Lord, for her trust in you. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for rewarding her.
Thank you,
Lord, for bringing peace, for bringing rest, Lord, for bringing the provision that they need, Father,
yes.
for opening doors for her,
yes.
for opening the doors that no man can close, and closing doors that no man can open, but, Lord, that you are the one that opens the doors. You are the one. And, Lord, we do our part. We search, we look, we check the internet, whatever we need to do, Lord, but we still trust you to bring the pieces together, to bring the ends together, Lord, that we are able to move forward, God, with what you have for us. And, Lord, if you need to even change our ideas a little about what we think we need to do, Lord, we're open to that. That if you've got a different idea that's even a better idea, Lord, that's your idea, it's always the best. Lord, that we're not going to be, we won't be so set in our minds that this is the way and that's the only way, Lord, that we are open, Lord, to what you say and what you have. So, Lord, I thank you for just blessing her and helping her, Lord, in every way, Lord, preparing the way and, Lord, meeting every need that she would have no concern and no lack. Nothing lost, nothing broken, nothing lacking in any way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So how are you doing, and have you had any luck in your search?
No. I had an episode last week. Jennifer got sick, and I had to go back in the hospital. her sugar dropped on the 70s, and we're taking, but we couldn't, they never did find out why it went down, but they had to stabilize it. And then I told her, I said, well, the next day was her birthday. She turned 41. I said, well, Jeff, I went to the hospital and brought you home. I said, look like I got to go back to the hospital and bring you back home again.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, they got the sugar up and everything, but, you know, and pray for her. She, like, you know, she started swelling again, retaining that fluid. So she got to go to the doctor. There's a heart doctor and a regular doctor. So they run some more, you know, tests because they said her heart was weak. And her, it says something about her liver, but he said her liver testing, the points was good.
Yeah.
And then she had congenital heart, she had kidney failure also. So I know her kidney's not, you know, up fully percent, but they did, thank God, come back where they normally don't, you know, don't come back function. So, you know, praying for that.
Lord, we just stand in agreement, Father,
yes,
for Jennifer, Lord, and that every organ have been problematic for our lives. Lord, we just, Lord, we ask for your mercy, your guidance, Lord, your wisdom. And we just thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your love. Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for embracing Jennifer and Lord, helping her. But Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, that she would walk in health, that she would be able to be raised up from the sick bed, and be able to live out a life of health and enjoyment, Lord, that she's not back and forth in the hospital anymore. Lord, just restoration to her organs, healing and restoration to every part of her body. And, Lord, we thank you in advance. We praise you, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would sure love to hear that girl.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you
now. Can you
hear me? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I just said I would love to hear the testimony of that girl, that sweet girl just turned around and
oh,
living healed and living a good life,
yeah,
and just trying to enjoy life and bring that rest to you too, you know, because that's, you know, that's stressful when you're having to run back and forth and not knowing what's going on there, so. Lord, we just ask for help, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Well, girl, thank you for calling in. Is there anything else you want to pray about while I got you?
No, that's all. So the other can get in. I just thank you for all you do. You covered everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, okay. I appreciate thank you for holding, and thank you for waiting, and I'm going to keep Jennifer in my prayers.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you, too.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. 828-989.
I believe
this is
Miss
Jennifer.
Hello, lovely lady. How are you tonight?
Oh, hi, girl. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, very well. I'm just so blessed. God has just been so wonderful, moving.
He is. God is awesome. God is awesome, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you've had a good day and just glad that you're just basking in God's love.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that her colors are glowing. Father, I just Jennifer, I just sense just a glow about you. I think some of that's love and some of it's joy, but also just that God is activating things. God is the things, the battles that you've walked through, on the battles and the things that you've learned. Well, there's been battles. I just sense the battles are hard. I mean, battles are hard, but just the things that you walked through that were weary and just pulled on you and pulled on your heart, but See, God has, you've learned so much. He's grown you. He has worked things in you. He has birthed things in you. None of it was wasted. None of it will be wasted. All of these things, and Greg too, but all of these things that you have gone through, where God has been increasing the anointing in you, where he has been birthing things and growing things and birthing compassion in you in a way that you've not known. And I know that you are a compassionate person. I sense that. But it's the things that we go through, it's like it waters that. It waters that compassion. Because when we've been through things and we have a compassion in a whole new way for others that are going through it. And just the appreciation that when we get to the other side of it, of God's love and that God did it, just of coming out on the other side. And I just sense just a glow about you, but a glow in colors. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that as you have prepared the way, and Lord, as you have been preparing Jennifer, Lord, that it's going to be no small thing. It's going to be no small thing, Lord, that you do in them, that you do with them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, seemed like I can move 1 or 2 inches and it can makes a difference. But I see y'all sitting before groups of people. I see you. I actually see like you up on a stage, but you're sitting in chairs. I see you talking to people, giving your testimony. I see you actually even taking questions from people. I see God using you guys to minister out, to pray with others and lay hands, passion and the love and the understanding of having walked through similar things. That the compassion and the love is just going to pour out through you, and that others, they're going to receive it because they're going to feel it. They're going to feel the love from you. They're going to feel the compassion from you. They're going to feel the understanding that you have because of the road that you have walked. And you're going to touch on a very deep level with many women. Not to say that you won't with men too, but I see you really touching on a very deep level with women, particularly those that are lonely, those that feel alone, those that are rejected, neglected, that have felt abandoned, that they're going to feel the love of God from you. It's going to be very tangible to them, and it's going to touch them in the deepest part of their hearts. But I see your prayers with tears over others, because you're going to know, you're going to understand what they're feeling because you felt it. You felt it, and it's like at times that you're going to like feel that. You'll feel that again as you pray for others. It's like you'll feel their pain. You're going to feel, Randy does that a lot. He'll feel things in the physical, like a back pain or a pain somewhere, a headache. He'll feel things that's actually someone else's. It's not his, because that's like some type of anointing to actually identify. But I see you feeling other people's, I think this more emotional pain, maybe both. But I see you having that same thing, that when you pray for others, you feeling what they're feeling at times. And it just really, it really touching you, but you being able to connect with them in a very deep level, and your prayers really being effective for them. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you've done and Jennifer and what you've done in her, Lord, and that you're, Lord, that you're opening up the way, Lord, that you have and are. You've prepared the way and you are preparing the way. And, Lord, that you are preparing them to be positioned for the future, Lord, for destiny, for, Lord, all these things that you have planned for their life, to get ready to step into it, Lord, that you're getting them ready to step into this. And Lord, I thank you that they're going to give you glory. They're going to give you thanks and honor But, Lord, they're going to reach the people. Lord, I thank you, Father, that they are going to reach the people because they're believable. They're believable. They're coming from personal experience. They're coming from those things that they have lived, that they have felt, that they have endured. And, Lord, that they're going to be received. Lord, that they're going to be received and be believable to people. They're going to be received. And, Lord, I just bless Jennifer. Lord, I thank you, Father, for all that you've done in her life and are yet doing. Jennifer, it's like I just want to say you're worthy. You're worthy. You're going to be able. You're going to be able to do this. You're worthy of the call that God has put on your life. You're going to be able. Don't question yourself. You're going to be able to walk out all of this that God has called you to. You're going to do just fine. You're going to do just fine. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her and giving her the understanding she needs, Lord, that she is going to shine. And, Lord, even those gifts, even those talents, Lord, that have seemed like they had been hidden because there's not been a place for them as yet, that those things that even Jennifer, some things that she even has known that she had a talent for, but they have seemed like they would be wasted, that they're not. They're not. Those gifts and talents that seem like, well, where am I going to use this, or I've not had any, Lord, that these things not only are going to come to fruition, but, Lord, she's going to have opportunity to use those things that you've put in her that seem like there was no place for them, that she's going to have a place to use it. And, Lord, we just thank you and we glorify your name and what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. I felt that just in a deep way. Oh, thank you.
God,
thank you. That was spot on.
Yeah, God's got a powerful call on your life, girl, you know, on both of y'all. And all of the things that you've endured, none of it was for naught. God's going to use everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I believe that with my whole heart. I do. Pain has a purpose. Pain has a purpose.
Yeah.
And
it does.
God
it does.
Will be glorified in it all.
Absolutely.
Glorified
Absolutely.
In it all. Mm-hmm.
Go to Lord. He's so good like that. Well, sweetie, was there anything in particular you wanted prayer about before I move on?
No, that was just you nailed it. You nailed it. And I don't know if Greg couldn't remember, but we have talked about, I think I remember early on in our relationship, he said something about, I feel like we're going to write a book and it's going to be for couples. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, felt that too. So thank you and praise
You're
God.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank
Y'all
you.
Have a good week.
You too.
All
good
right.
Night.
Good night. All right, 251-342. I believe this is.
This is Latrice from Alabama.
Hey, sweet girl. How you doing tonight?
Oh, it is well.
That's good. That is good. All right. I didn't know for a minute there. It took it a minute to unmute. But that's all right. It gets there. It's just kind of slow about it.
Yeah.
So is there anything in particular you're wanting prayer about tonight or anything you're wanting to share with us tonight?
Just prayer in general for me and my family.
Okay. All right. Father, I thank you for Latrice, and Father, I just thank you, God, that Lord, how you're networking, Father. I thank you, Lord, for covering her family. Lord, I thank you, Father, how that you're using Latrice, Lord, even in extended family, Lord, to be a voice, to be a witness, Father. I thank you, Lord, that even her family, Lord, that you're using, Lord. Sometimes we don't even know we're being used. But, Lord, that you're using even her family to touch other family members and extended relatives and acquaintances. Father, thank you, Lord, for the bloodline blessing, Lord. And Father, there are blessings in family, how that there are giftings and blessings in families, Lord. And, Father, Lord, how that it passes down. And, Lord, just the call of God that's on her family. Lord, the call of God that's there. You know, Trace, I've seen that so much, seen it in my own family, you know, like in some families, there'll be a prophetic gifting, a seer gifting, and as some graduate to heaven, then it's like that gifting, it passes on to others that are in the family. But you'll see those things come down through the family, and the young ones, they may not always even recognize it or realize that they have it, but it's such a blessing from God, how that the Lord passes down these gifts and these callings, because, you know, we don't need that once we're in heaven, and it doesn't go to waste. It's passed down to others, and it'll be there in their lives, and those things are picked up, and they are carried on, and God continues. You just see it move down through families. You know, some of them don't activate it, or they keep it quiet. My own father, most of his life, he was not a Christian, but I had heard it said several times that he was actually prophetic. Now, my mother was very prophetic, and of course, she walked in that because she was a Christian. My father was not a Christian most of his life, only the last few years of his life. So we didn't see any of that. It never was really activated in that way. But there were things that I would hear him say at times, particularly those last few years, you know, that now as I'm watching things happen in the earth, I was like, oh, my gosh, that was prophetic, and he didn't even know it, or I didn't know it, you know. And I just, you know, like in your family, that God, the blessing of God, you know, as you have walked with God, as you have activated things in your life, just the goodness of God just to pass those things down, how that it's like when it's awakened in one, it's like it begins to really come forth. It's like it's strengthened in the lives of others, you know, just as from one generation to the next, iniquities can become stronger. Well, so the blessings of God, you know, like the gifts that are in your life, in your children, most likely would be even stronger and so forth. It goes down. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, just for that matriarch, Lord, that Latrice is, and, Lord, the gifts and the callings that are in her life. Father, Lord, as she ministers and as she prays for her family, Lord, of seeing those things activated and come forth in her family, kids and grandkids, Lord, nieces and nephews, even, Lord.
I don't hear you now, Jenny.
Can you hear me yet? Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes.
For using the truth. Family members, even in nieces and nephews, Okay. Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It seems like I have to lean one way or the other.
Oh.
But anyhow, look, Teresa, I just sense like the things that God, the spiritual callings and giftings that God has placed within your family, and it could be nieces and nephews just down through the family, of you identifying and laying hands on different ones, calling forth those giftings and those callings in family members in your family, and just seeing people, one, but that sparking, like it's sparking that flame in their life to step forward into those things, knowing that it's not just Latrice that's gifted. It's not just Latrice that has understanding, but that God has these things down, that these are in them too. And that understanding of the blessing of God that's on the family. So people don't always realize that there are blessings of the Lord that run in families, just like the enemy tries to bring bad things, but God, all the greater, there's blessings of the Lord that run in families. And it can be a gift for finances. It can be a gift for the prophetic, any number of things, but God using you to help call forth and pray for and see those things activated in your family. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing health. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the call of God on their lives. Lord, that call of God would continue to pull on the hearts of the family, pull on the hearts of those kids and grandkids. Lord, those coming up, that the call of God, Lord, that it'll never turn them loose. Continue to pull on them and call on them, Lord, and calling them closer to you. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing Latrice, Lord, using her, Father, in a mighty way. And, Lord, that she will see the fruits. She will see the answers and the fruits of her prayers, Lord, the fruits of her labors. But, Lord, all the prayers, Lord, that she see the answers to the prayers, see the fruit of those prayers coming forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do thank you, Jenny, and I decree the blessings of the Lord on you as well.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I sure receive it. Was there anything else that you wanted prayer about while I got you?
That's it. Me and the crew. And we're going to rock it out and see how it goes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and you have a good night.
You too, sweetie. All right. Talk to you later. All right. I think that turned off. Okay. 402-214. I believe this is Sharon.
You hear me? Oh, now you unmuted me. Talking away, Julia.
Yeah, well, it sits there and grinds. When I first click on the unmute, it just sits there and grinds and grinds. So.
Oh, yeah?
Like, well, it's still grinding, but I can actually hear you. Huh?
That's scary. It's like it didn't want me to talk.
Well, it's just the signal here is so, it just seems to be so bad. And here a few weeks ago, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but, you know, you can't even breathe wrong and it cuts out.
I know. If I move, you know, and sometimes it moves around, I don't know. But anyhow, we'll just do the best we can with
Thank
it.
You. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's pray. For Father, I thank you for sharing. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the strength you've given her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're even increasing her strength. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're increasing her understanding. Father, I thank you that you have tempered Sharon and are tempering her, Lord, that she's going to know even more so when to press forward and when to step back from things. Lord, that's really the wisdom of God being matured in her, Father, that she's going to really know when to hold them and when to fold them. Lord, that she's going to have the unction from you, God, of when to press into something, when to pursue, just as God had told, what's his name? Anyhow, the Lord had told the one, he said, you know, surely pursue, overtake, and recover all. That you're going to really have a sense from the Lord. You're going to really hear God on when to pursue and overtake, and then you're also going to know when to be still, you know, more than ever before, more than you have in the past. You're going, because
right.
there's times that we want to run forward when God's saying, be still, be still.
Right.
You know, just like,
right.
you know, he told Moses, said, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. But then, with Gideon, he was like, pursue, overtake, and recover all. That you're going to really have, you're going to really hear that clear. You're going to know it. Because at times, I think that you're, just your personality
Absolutely.
Would be to press forward into
yep.
things.
Yep, exactly. I've been praying about that, Jeannie.
Yeah, you've kind of got the warrior heart. I said you've got kind of that warrior heart about you. You're one that's you know.
Yeah.
You know, you press forward, and you'll attack things. You know, you'll take the bull by the horns kind of person. But
right.
I just sense God really, really helping you to know when to move forward. You know, and when He's saying "Go get them, girl," and when the Lord is going to say, "Be still and let me work ahead of you, and let me work here," and then you be very still. God, I just sense God helping you, and I also realize that it will help. It will relieve frustration. That at times when there is frustration in a situation, that
yes.
it's going to relieve a lot of frustration. I hear you there.
Absolutely, that's exactly what I need, and I have noticed a couple of times. I didn't want to. I've noticed. That I shut my mouth instead of saying something back. So I was kind of proud of myself, but obviously it's God. I can't hear you very good, honey. You got to, okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Real echoey, yeah.
I don't know why it's doing that. I have no idea.
I know.
Let me
was really good.
Okay. I plugged the, I don't know if it was, I'm really just using it because I thought that maybe calling it to echo some, so I went and unplugged it. So maybe that helps a little bit.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, but it's scary because. I start to hear you, and then you go away, and I want to hear what God has to say through you. And
yeah, I think I'm saying what I was feeling, but at any rate, I do sense it bringing, you know, God doing that in you, it relieving frustration at times, you know, when you're like, well, I need to do something here, and God has shown you. When you know that you got to bring the peace.
That God what?
When you know you heard the Lord, it brings peace.
Yes.
Right. Even though a situation may not have.
Yes.
And like, okay, this is going to be okay because I've heard God on this, and God's got this. Because if we know that we're doing what the Lord wants, then it's in His hands at that time.
Right, and that's what I've been praying. I mean, because I don't want to do something He doesn't want me to do, you know, and I have a couple of situations that, you know, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. You know,
when we're
not really... When we're not real sure, being very still is always the best thing, is just to be still until we know what God is saying and really getting an unction of which direction to go, because that's – and I've been there, done that. I mean, sometimes I'd be like, well, just to do something beats doing nothing. Well, not always.
Yeah, because I can say the wrong thing, you know, and I get triggered. You know, I used to always say, when in doubt, don't. And
right.
I need to listen to that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. I understand,
it's
totally.
Hard,
I understand.
Because I also feel like part of me not acting is me being a coward, you know, because
I don't think that. I'll be honest, I don't think it's so much in your makeup. I mean, God's really made you a very brave, courageous kind of person. I have said that about you a lot. The life from him, it's...
Can't hear you, honey.
Can you hear me now?
Not really. No, I just heard it crackly. I heard you say... I don't know. Can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. It's another way to move. Still nothing.
I just, parts of words I'm hearing.
Okay, I don't know which other way to move where that you can hear
now
me.
Now you're fine. If you don't move, you're fine right there.
Okay.
Don't breathe. Judy, you're not allowed to breathe. You can't move. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, the last thing I said was being still is not the same as doing nothing.
Yeah, right, okay.
Because sometimes we feel like we're doing nothing, and that's not really true, because being still is purposely being still because we're waiting on God, or God has said be still. But sometimes it can feel like we're doing nothing because we're being still.
Right. And it keeps going through my head. Now, if Jesus were here, he wouldn't be yelling and screaming at people. He attracted people with love, you know. So I think about that, and I, you know. Oh, just a hard-headed person, I guess. I don't know.
You know, he did go through the temple and turn the tables over, so he wasn't.
Right,
right.
That wasn't a constant thing. You know,
no,
I can't
no,
be throwing everybody's tables around, you know.
Right.
And it's scary because you don't want to be judgmental. You were talking about that earlier, being judgmental.
Right.
And I have to watch that, too, you know. Of myself and others, it's hard
because you have to
make decisions. You know, you need to know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's not that we don't see what's going on in others' lives, but it's the having the understanding of the battles that they have that they're maybe not equipped to deal with. You know, it helps to know that okay, they're. If they had really understanding, you know, just like Jesus, those that hung him on the cross, he said, Lord, forgive them because they know not what they do. But many times if we can understand that people are not realizing what they're doing, or they're not equipped to handle the battle, a demonic type battle, it just helps us to not get on their case so hard.
Right. And I am definitely in that battle. And my family is. That was the prayers I was going to ask for, was for my daughter and her family, that they, you know, Satan get out of their life.
Yeah. You know, the closer we draw to the Lord, the
I know.
You know, the more the enemy backs away.
I know.
You know, submit to God.
Well, actually, I always thought it was the other way. The closer we get to God, the more he attacks.
Well, he does attack, but he doesn't have the same ability, and he doesn't stay. Like I said, is to submit to God, resist
right.
the devil, and he'll flee from you. You know, he
right.
will come back, but he doesn't stay constantly. But it doesn't
right.
mean he stops attacking, but it's not like he can move in. So
right, exactly.
So,
yeah, I think I moved into a situation where he was at. So
yeah.
I got to get him out, you know.
Yeah, well, let's just agree and pray. Father, we just ask, Lord, that you help help her daughter and their family, Lord, just to draw closer to you, Lord, that they're able to recognize the tactics of the enemy, Lord, that they're able to recognize
open doors, Lord, things that we open doors that gives the enemy a foothold to bring attack and destruction and disunity into our lives. And, Lord,
yeah.
nothing brings peace more, nothing brings success more in a family, Lord, than the love of God and embracing the Lord, embracing the Word, Lord, that they would find their journey with you, that they would find that path with you in a way that they've never had before. Lord, that their home would be a home like a sanctuary, Lord, that safe place and sanctuary for the presence of God. Lord, that brings harmony, that brings love, that brings understanding, that brings wisdom, Lord, and brings the blessing of God into their home. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for drawing them. Lord, that we just thank you, Father, for visiting them. And Lord, that they have an encounter with you like they've never had before, Lord, that's life-changing and lasting. Lord, we thank you in advance, and Lord, we just give you all the praise and the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Love you,
You're
girl.
You're welcome. I love you, too, and I'm so sorry for all of the computer stuff. I wish I knew how to fix it. The only thing I know to do is try to get a high-speed connection somewhere out here, see what's available.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? My girlfriend lived in the country in Oregon, and she got that HughesNet. I don't know if it works or not, but she had used that for a while. It's called HughesNet.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've heard that it's kind of hit and miss on that one. I don't know if it's available out here. Somebody.
Yeah, we'll have to check with your neighbor, even though they're 10 miles away, you know, see what they're doing. But I do know that the one time when you had to call in yourself with the phone, that was, it did work.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing really almost every time I do a program. I'm having to call in with my phone.
Yep.
But
are you down?
Anyhow. I am, yeah. I'm on my phone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, because it was, you know, really blacking out tonight. Okay, well, I'll let you go to help everybody. But thank you so much for your prayer.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Hon. You have a good week.
Thank you. Okay, you too.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Can you hear me?
I can't.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
I can't hear you still.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. Who am I speaking with and where are you at? What state?
I'm from Virginia. Hello? This is Angie from Virginia. Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, ma'am. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're not having trouble hearing me.
That's all right. We all have issues today.
I'm going to try to be really still and hope that the connection stays. It's just the connection is so bad out here. But you said your name is Angie?
Yeah, and I'm from Virginia.
Okay. Well, good to have you tonight. And thank you for holding and thank you for calling in, Angie. Let's pray. I thank you, Angie.
Can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to keep trying. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Angie. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the heart, for hospitality that you have given her. Father, that you have worked in her, Lord, a person that wants to make others feel welcome, that wants to make
just the heart of a friend. Angie, I just sense that you're a person that you're a friend to others, you're friendly with others, that you make people feel welcome in your home and around you, that you're one that you want people to be at ease and be relaxed around you and not feel like they have to have a pretense or anything like that around you. That you're a very down-to-earth person, that what they just call down-home friendly, just down-home friendly and open and just able to engage people from a very real standpoint of just like, you know what, I'm just me and myself, and I want you to be comfortable, and I want you to just be yourself around me. No pretense, no fakiness, just very real and hospitable with people. You know, and I think that's the heart of Jesus, too, that the Lord always made people feel comfortable around him, that they felt like they could trust him. They felt around the Lord welcomed. You know, there's some people you can be around and you feel like, even though you may be around them, you feel like they're just waiting for you to leave. Or they're smiling at you, but you sense that they wish you weren't really there, and that's not... the kind that'll pull up a chair and put on a pot of coffee or a pot of tea or whatever, and that you're able to be a real friend to people, that you have like just like a friendship, a gift of friendship about you, and the Lord is able to use that, you know, he's able to use just as that song of I am a friend of God, that God uses us in the friendship realm so that people be comfortable around us, and that we're able to pray for them and speak in. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, you just went out, but you came back in.
I heard it kind of go, it makes them static for a second there. So, Father, I thank you for Angie. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for using her in the friendship realm. Thank you for using her, Lord, in the hospitality realm. Lord, that you'll use her to speak into the lives of people. And, Lord, make people feel welcomed, make people feel loved, make people feel appreciated and liked. And, Lord, that there are so many that they need someone that will just be a friend, that will just listen to them. Lord, someone that will just pray with them, and someone that will be genuine with them, Lord, in a world that's where we see so much deception, for a world where we see so many things that are fake that we don't even know what to believe at times, even pictures, and, you know, they're able to even change pictures and everything else. Lord, you're using Angie in a way to be very genuine and real so that people can that they can feel relaxed and feel like this is somebody that's real. This is someone that's real, that really is what they say they are, that's really that doesn't have ulterior motives, that doesn't have an agenda behind their friendship, but someone that's just real. And Father, I thank you for blessing Angie. Lord, I thank you, Father, for visiting her, Lord, visiting her in dreams and speaking with her, Lord. I thank you, Father, for using her. Lord, just blessing her, Lord, even as she Lord, looks into nature, Lord, even as she looks out among the nature and the skies and the hills around her, Father, that she's able to see your goodness, that she's able to see you in all of creation. Lord, bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I say that was right on.
Okay. I think this is the first time I've ever spoken with you. I don't remember having ever spoken with you before.
I think we have, but it's been a good long time. I'm not sure. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have moments of where I can remember certain things, and then there are moments I can't.
Well, me too, girl.
You know, it'll come back to me, something will spark it or whatever. But I think we have spoken before. You know, I'm Angie from Glen Allen. That described me very, very well. I just, you know, it's just me.
Yeah, just real. Just real. I get it. I love that. And the Lord.
You know, You know, there's no malice, there's no intent, you know, there's no manipulation, there's no trickery, you know. I'm really trying to stop and, you know, take in the person and the moment and, you know, reveal what I know to be true, which, you know, we always end up talking about God and sharing that moment or sharing a testimony or, you know, just to cause a spark, you know. It doesn't take much for dead wood to light up.
Sometimes people just need friendship. They just need someone to talk to as much as anything. And I just sense that about you, that, you know, that you're a person that people can coffee with and visit with you and just feel welcomed and feel real, you know. And
yeah.
That's the beginning. I mean, that's the beginning. So, well, yeah. Angie, was there anything in particular you're wanting prayer about tonight?
No, I just wanted to, you know, to have some, just a God moment of, hey, it's me, Lord.
I guarantee you, girl. He has got his eye on you, and he, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. No, I promise you the Lord is watching you and his eyes are on you.
Well, that's good. Somebody better be watching.
Yeah, he is for sure. Well, girl, it was good talking to you. I said it was good talking to you. I just got my notice that I've got to end the program so that Randy can start his program.
Okay. Well, God bless you and keep you and bless you.
Mute.
Double blessing and a keeping.
Yeah. All right. You have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone. It's already given me the nod to have to end the program. Randy can start his. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get everybody tonight, and I'm so very sorry for all of the interruption with the connection. But God bless y'all and keep you, and have a wonderful week in Jesus. Good night.